This fund, which was originally Peace and Reconciliation, has been extremely important. I was here in the Parliament when that fund was established and played an important role in the peace process together with the International Fund for Ireland. Now, with the contracting budget, there were some fears about the future. However, I'm very pleased to learn from Commissioner Hahn, whom I met this morning, that the funding we should be included. We won't know until the end of this week after the summit meeting, but it's intended to include 150 million. And on top of that, of course, is the British and the Irish contribution towards it. So it will allow this important fund to continue to build good relationships between both sides in Northern Ireland and indeed both sides of the border. And Donegal has benefited greatly from this, and I expect that it will continue to benefit for the period 2014 to 2020.
Now, of course, this is based off the peace process, and while the peace process, for the most part, remains strong, we are hearing on a more regular basis of some trouble in Northern Ireland. Is that of any concern or part of any consideration when coming up with a decision on this fund?
Well, of course, at the conference which was held here last week in the presence of Commissioner Hahn and the Deputy and First Minister in Northern Ireland, again, as Lord Minister Howland, that was mentioned, of course. And I think that's one of the good reasons why we must continue. Unfortunately, these events over the last number of weeks have shown very clearly that we have not completed our work and we must continue to do so. And hopefully these funds will be available and allow us to do that.